Good evening, this is Lawani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 12th August 2022. Top stories for today. Bank Negara Malaysia earlier today said the nation's payment systems remain secure despite a potential data breach announced by payment gateway service provider iPay88 Malaysia Sentra Berhad. According to the central bank, forensic investigations are still ongoing. In a statement, Bank Negara said the breach originated from and is confined to iPay88's payment card systems and does not involve vulnerabilities in the bank's systems. MACC Senior Enforcement Officer Hanif Lami told the High Court today that Dato' Sri Najib Razak and Arul Kanda Kandasamy had ordered the final audit report of 1MDB to be amended to protect themselves against any civil or criminal action before it could be given to the Bipartisan Parliamentary Watchdog Public Accounts Committee. Based on his investigation, the 16th prosecution witness said that Arul Kanda, the former CEO of 1MDB, had colluded with Najib in giving instructions for the audit report to be amended. As of midnight Thursday, Malaysia recorded a total of 4,831 new COVID-19 cases. Selangor reported having the highest daily cases with 1,673, followed by Kuala Lumpur with 1,012 cases. Based on the data from the COVIDNow portal, there were 3,362 new recoveries reported. Meanwhile, another 10 COVID-related deaths was registered yesterday, including two confirmed as brought in dead. On the international front, South Korea's Ministry of Justice said Samsung Electronics Vice Chairman J.Y. Lee will receive a presidential pardon on Monday. The pardon will erase J.'s criminal record from his 2017 conviction, paving the way for the heir to the country's biggest company to regain power at the top. It's been more than a week for the 10 workers who have been trapped in a Mexican coal mine. Two underwater drones have been deployed in the operation in Agujita, as have hundreds of soldiers and other rescuers, 25 water pumps and 7 drills for the ongoing rescue operation. And US actress Anne Heche is not expected to survive after suffering a catastrophic brain injury in her horrific car crash last week. According to BBC, the actress remains in a coma in critical condition at a hospital as of Thursday. It has long been her choice to donate her organs, and she's been kept on life support to determine if any are viable, her family said in a statement. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit asrawani.com for more on these stories.